Hey there, GWA. Thanks for checking out this audio. I'm going to be talking about my experience with my sort of hormones and how it's affected my libido. This is my first ramble fap. And I'm also very new to GWA in general, so I might sound a little nervous again, but I hope that's okay. So I'm just gonna slip off my panties. So wet. So I switched birth controls about a year ago, because up until about a year ago, I had always been using hormonal. Oh, also, I am going to try and be quiet because I don't want anyone to maybe hear me through the walls. I don't know if that's hot to you guys, but yeah, so I hope you guys can hear me okay. So I switched my hormones. My birth control, because the hormones were starting to affect my sex drive. And apparently this is quite common for women, where we go onto hormonal birth control, and after a while our sex drive kind of goes down or disappears. Which is what happened to me. So it's a lot harder to talk than I thought while doing this. What was I gonna talk about again? I made some notes to myself on my phone because I suspected that this might happen. I might forget what I was talking about while pleasuring myself, so just bear with me a second. Right, so my low libido. It might seem counterintuitive to talk about this, but so for years, I didn't want sex, but I wanted to want it. I remember how it used to feel, how great it was. When I was in high school and a teenager, this is gonna sound very cliche, but I was such a horny teenager. I just couldn't get enough. And I had a hard time achieving orgasm after I went on to hormonal birth control. Even when I tried pleasuring myself, you know, usually you know your own body very well and you can kind of feel what you need, and yet when I was trying to pleasure myself, I still couldn't get that release. But now my libido has come back, which is probably quite obvious because I'm making audios. And it came back very suddenly. It's been about a year since I changed my birth control to be non-hormonal. And now, about 10 months later, just, you know, very recently, it has come back with a fiery vengeance. The silver lining to those awful years of not wanting sex is that my fiance and I, we had to really, really explore my body to really find any of those hidden buttons that might have turned me on. So he started to experiment more. Like, you know, he would rub my clit with different speeds. And different pressure. Oh. Oh, like I'm doing right now to myself. Oh, it feels so good. Right, bike goes stay on topic. So I also became a lot more comfortable with telling him what I needed in the moment, you know, because if I didn't, there was like very little chance that I would come, practically zero, you know. It just, you know, if I couldn't do it to myself, it would be, you know, harder for him to, he's not a mind reader, right? So I had to be more comfortable with telling him if we were gonna try and get me to come. So wet. Just soaking wet right now. And the funny thing is that when I was a super horny teenager, I didn't really need my clit to be rubbed much. Except when I masturbated, I felt like my clit was the best for masturbating. But when it came to when it came to my fiance pleasing me, and yeah, for clarification, he's been my one and only lover in my life. We've been together a very long time. And so when we started dating in high school, he got used to a girlfriend who was very easy to please and very easy to turn on. Oh, fuck. He could completely go straight to fingering me and just he could make me come just so easily. Just going to fingering. And because it was so easy, you know, back then we didn't pay like a ton of attention to my clit, which is like, I was happy. I want you guys to know that. I was very happy. I didn't really know what I wanted. I just knew what felt good, and it felt good when he went straight to fingering me or to fucking me. So my clit didn't get played quite as much. But with my low libido, like I said, we tended to experiment a lot more. And figure out what would give me the most pleasure, and when I got my libido back, fingering. Oh, when he fingered me. Oh, it felt so good again. Oh, it was, you know, like getting my old teenager horny body back. Oh, yeah. And he started to finger me a lot more at my request, I'd like to say. Oh, that's what I want. Oh, yeah. And but then, oh, I remembered how good it also felt to have my clit rubbed. So while he would finger me, for the first time, this is brand new to me, I started to rub my own clit as well. And it gave me, oh, so I just came before I finished what I was planning to talk about. Oops. I guess I'll just kind of quickly wrap this up then. I'm almost done anyway. I learned that, you know, rubbing my own clit while getting fingered was a whole new level of pleasure that I hadn't really experienced before. And that in combination with, you know, like he would also suck on my tits and all of that combined was something completely new for me and like a new level of pleasure, I mean. And I feel like my struggles with low libido helped me learn that. Yeah, now that my libido is back and now that my hormones seem to be, you know, seems like they're getting better, my libido is so high now. So, due to that, you guys will hopefully get another audio from me again soon. Thanks again for listening, and I hope my first Ramble Fap was okay.